Blog Talk Radio.
Rolo Solo. What up, homie? Relax and relay. Go. What the city want, what the city get. Yeah, we do it for people without the benefits. It's all power to the people that we represent. Independent music from artists you haven't heard it yet. Playing all cheers, bringing great vibes. Everyone pull up a seat, let's have a great time. Eastern clock Tuesday from 8 to 9. Wednesday, drop and pop from 7 to 9. Friday, we awesome, we bound to shine. Then it's on again at 7, about to bring it live. Saturday, we energize, come back from 5 to 6. Peacing through those speakers and we eating with some chopper sticks. Yeah, you know the show about to take off. We made it look fat as a rat and about to make off. The plan been set and everything is flowing. Time to place them back.
Hey, man, y'all already know what it is, man. This is the Relax and Relay Show live on IFM Radio. I am your host, Rolo Solo, a.k.a. Roland, if you know me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all already know what we do out here. We push these hot indie artists and we make it known who's the hottest in the streets, man. Underground, everywhere, coast to coast, country to country. This is what we do. And tonight's show, we got a nice special one for you. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned in for the interview that we're actually getting ready to start in just a moment. With Superstar K himself, Mr. One More Love, Mr. Overtime, Mr. Will Be at the Battle of I-75. You dig what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. We're going to take us a quick music break. And once we come back right after this song, y'all already know what we're going to do. We're going to turn up and dig all the way into his life and figure out what he really got going on. So we can go ahead and get the vibes right for this one here. What we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and we're going to start this show off with some Dagoon, Fell in Love. Let's go.
Straight up, we got another one.
Why would you tell me that you need me if you never did? I started popping all these children and make myself a dick. Who would have known it, caught it? I'm counting all these money, fell in love.
She tried to come out of
the
house.
She tried to fall.
Oh,
baby,
Hey, we got another one. You did one, man. That was the cool feeling. Love. Shout out to the homie out there, man. We're going to make sure we get you on the show coming real soon, man. The audience really liked that song, man. The fans liked it. They tapping in. And that visual, y'all make sure y'all check it out on YouTube. Okay, so again, tonight, I am your host, Solo Solo, a.k.a. Rodney. You know me, man. This is the Relaxing Relay Show live on IFM Radio Nation. And we have been making moves. We've been doing it. We've been in the groove. Shout out to everybody who has helped us get to this point. We're going to get it all together, and we will be on your TV. You dig what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all check out the IFM Plus coming soon, July 1st. So tonight's show will be with Mr. Superstar K himself. What's going on, guy? How are you doing today?
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm pretty solid. How you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. Just trying to sit back and relax, you know. It's that part of the day. And, you know, we talk about everything that makes things great and everything that makes things bad, you know. So, because you can't have the good without the bad. So it all has to be discussed.
Oh, yeah, that's big fact. Yeah,
so let's tell the people about yourself. I was speaking with your crew earlier, you know, Miss Brittany. You know, she let me know that, hey, you are from Cleveland. Let it be known.
Yes.
Everybody know you are from Cleveland, correct?
Yeah, it's always confusing because I've lived in so many cities other than Cleveland, and so people always think that I'm from somewhere else. They'd be like, he's from Texas, or he's from Georgia, or he's from Indianapolis, and it's like, no, I'm from Cleveland. I was born in Cleveland, somewhat raised in Cleveland, and I don't currently reside there, so that's what also gets confusing.
Right, and that's what I thought, too, because I was like, wait a minute. That's not Cleveland. I'm like, his social media say Cleveland. I'm like, wait a minute now.
Yeah, some of my social media say Cleveland. The new pages say Pittsburgh because that's where I'm at now. And then some still say Texas, whatever. So, I've lived in so many different places, like throughout the Midwest, East Coast, whatever, down south. It's more difficult, I guess, for people to be trying to figure out. They're like, okay, well, like, where are you really from? Whatever. But it's from Cleveland. I'm from Cleveland, like, 100%. I consider myself a Cleveland artist still. No matter where I go, Cleveland is my heart. That's where I was born. That's where I got my start at. So that's what I consider it.
Okay, I can dig that because guess what? I am from East Texas. When I say Texas, I'm from East Texas. I understand that the show was originated and came from Dallas where I was at, but that is where I moved to when I got grown. I am from Mineola, Texas, so never forget it. Shout out to all the homies down there in the country, man. 903,
I just left
out
of Pittsburgh, Texas. That's where I was living at with the ride in East Texas. Like
you was living in the 903. Wait a minute, now. So you was right there on my stomping ground.
Like out near, not too far from like Sulphur Springs and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, you right off of I-30.
Yeah.
Oh, I know exactly where you at. So yeah, so how does that country like treat you?
Man, I ain't gonna lie to you. I loved it. I want to move back, but I got so much going on in the city. Like, it was so much harder doing music out there because it's not really that many people. So it's like there's only one studio, and it's booked all the time. You know what I'm saying? That was out like Dangerfield. That was the only studio I know of in the area ever, and it was crazy. But yeah, man, I miss it. I love that country life, though. I love it.
Oh yeah, that's a nice place to be in. Since you said Dangerfield, shout out to the homie. JFC out there in Dangerfield, out there doing this thing, man, his moves, man. Shout out to him. So.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a chance to come across him? You know who that is? You know what the artist is?
Nah, I didn't actually get to mingle with too many artists when I was out there. Like, most of the time I spent out there, I was trying to go ahead and get a push start. Because this is, like, right before all of the music that I'm making now and stuff. Like, this is before then. This is like 2016 when I'm living out there tough, whatever. Like, I still go back and forth, you know what I'm saying, from time to time, but mostly it was like when I was, you know, going through my personal life and whatnot, whatever, and, you know, vibing with my girl and all that, whatever. So it was a different setting, I'll say. So at the time, I didn't mingle with too many artists, even though, you know, I wanted to. There's a few that I did rock with. Shout out to them. They go through so many name changes and stuff out there, whatever. It's crazy, so I can't go by that. you know, off the books and everybody.
Yeah, I understand that one. I understand that one completely. So how long were you out there?
Like the greater part of 2016, I'd say. And then I moved back to Cleveland again, of course, because that's where I'm always at. But shout out to big shout out to B, whatever. I know he out there in Tyler, whatever. That's the show. I know he out there. So shout out to him.
So since you say Cleveland, shout out to homie Ray Jr. out there, man. We just left Cleveland for the movie premiere of Legit Paper Man. We was out there, Rock Mortgage Field, had a great time. Got to hang with Rick a little bit, had a conversation with him. And, you know, it was nice out there. So Cleveland is a nice place to be, you know. I did get to see some of the downtowns and move around a little bit. So that was real nice.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's pretty decent. Like when you come out to the city, whatever. Like if you know some folks, whatever, it's pretty decent. Like, you know what I'm saying? As long as you ain't one of the, you know, with the ones, whatever, that's with the bullshit, whatever, then you good. But like I love being in Cleveland. Like that's one of my favorite places to be. When I'm not there, whatever, I like to be in Flint, Michigan, of course. I got fam out there, whatever, so I love vibing, whatever. Like between the two, whatever. And then when I'm not there, I'm just back home in PA, whatever, vibing with the same people. Whatever, we just travel from Michigan to Cleveland to PA, and we go and just cook up. That's about it.
Hey, and being that you said Michigan and you like to be in Michigan, I'm gonna make sure that you are out here July 17th
okay.
at the Battle of I-75. So
well,
I want to see
it,
some Starcade live and in action. Y'all make sure y'all in Pontiac, Michigan, because we will be bringing them out to perform. For the Battle of I-75. So y'all make sure y'all tune in for that. Shout out to Sports Talk DT. Shout out to Sports Talk Dave, Sports Talk D-Boy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Break Room. You know what I'm saying? That's the main man. E, what's going on with you?
I'm here, man.
You here, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy, man, say, the Relax and Relate Show, always going to be going. We're going to go live in the break room. That's what we'll be doing, in the break room, you know what I'm saying, chilling. Because that's what you do. You chill in the break room and you figure it out. Now, let's figure out Mr. Superstar K himself. How did you get the name?
It came from me, honestly, shit-talking another producer, whatever, and trying to get him to go back and forth with me, whatever. It originally started off as a joke, whatever, you know what I'm saying, whatever, and I did the whole Superstar K versus him. I'm not going to mention his name. But we, you know what I'm saying, we're supposed to go back and forth, whatever. It was a big thing to where he didn't feel like it was worth the challenge at the time when we were just doing production. You know what I'm saying? So I had been doing it for a long time. So we were just doing production, whatever. I wanted a big battle. He didn't want to give me one. Years down the line, whatever, I go ahead and I'm actually making music, and it's like hit quality. When I'm delivering songs, I'm not aiming for, you know, oh, well, this one is going to be real personal, or this one is going to be real sensitive. I found that like a formula to where a lot of my music could be like hit quality. And that's pretty much what I aim for. Like, I don't really try to touch nothing that can't just take over radio waves and so forth. So I just got to pushing on it, you know what I'm saying? Pushing on it, whatever. A couple people was like, you know what I'm saying? You do a little bit of everything. You produce, you rap, you sing, you engineer, you know what I'm saying? You do the whole package, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I'm a superstar. You know what I'm saying? So, It came back to the strike run 2015, you know what I'm saying? And then 2016, I just ran with it, like, all right, yeah, Superstar K, like, let's get it. And then I just started turning up on the music, for real. I had to, at this point, I'm like, the name holds weight with her, because it's like, you know what I'm saying, I'm telling them I can do it all. So I'm like, I'm going to have to go ahead and push forward, show them that I really can. And if I can't let myself down.
Okay. So that was a great way to do it, you know, there's a lot of ways that people actually get their names and it's to them, you know, and hey, not a bad way to do it.
Yeah, it was just a little different. It definitely wasn't something I expected, whatever, but it came the way that it did, whatever, and I'm like, whatever, and it's always funny, because, like, I look back, I was so young, like, when it first, you know what I'm saying, like, had transpired, whatever, and we first went through that, whatever, and I still look at old boy, whatever, you know what I'm saying, that I had wanted that battle with, and I'm like, I'm kind of glad that it never did happen that way, because, like, he would have fired me. Like, he would have fired up on me, whatever. He was a solid person, whatever. He had a nice catalog, whatever, at the time, whatever. It was just, I wanted something that was a challenge for me. You know what I'm saying? At that time, I felt like everything was becoming too easy and whatnot. So I'm glad that things happened the way that they did, whatever. Otherwise, I might be looking for a different name. So,
right on. Okay, so right now, I know your latest project is Overtime.
No,
it's
Overtime
not. It's Want More Love.
No. Yeah, One More Love is the second to last, whatever. Like Overtime was from like 2017. It's just the song did so well that it's still being played today. But that's from like 2017. No, not 2017. It's 2018. And then 2019, I really didn't deliver too much. Like I saved up whatever for the album, which I dropped at the end of the year. And then 2020, I dropped One More Love. And then I dropped Deja Vu this year. Yeah, this year.
Okay. So I want to say Deja Vu. I don't think I have Deja Vu.
Probably not. We've been putting more focus on One More Love because I dropped them so close together. Like a lot of times I get overwhelmed with working in the studio. Right now I'm sitting in my studio, honestly, like, as we speak. And I got like 4,200 songs. Whatever that I'm ready to release, like, or I want to edit a little something on them and, you know, release it. So I dropped those two so close together that I kind of, you know, asked my manager what she thought and what, you know what I'm saying, we wanted to push first. And she said, we're going to push One More Love first because it's got such a different vibe, and then we can go on and push Deja Vu. But, yeah, so we're still pushing One More Love because it's being received so well. We haven't even taken the time to go into Deja Vu yet.
Okay.
That's sad.
Well, I mean, that's a good reason to put it on the shelf, you know? I mean, why not?
Yeah. I mean, they're both solid, but it's just, I mean, One More Love, it does have a distinct vibe to it. And then for it to be a record that I produced, I sang, I rapped all on the same track, whatever, you know what I'm saying? It made it stand out that much more. With Deja Vu, it's also a solid record. I do get on there and I sing a bit, but at the same time, it was produced by someone else, whatever. It's a lot more similar to other works that I've done. I wouldn't say it's like the same song, but it has similar vibes to other songs that I've done. So One More Love, with it standing out so much, we just decided, okay, we'll just, let's go on and put, you know what I'm saying, some gas behind that and go from there.
Okay. Okay. So guess what? Let me see what we're going to do here. You want to go ahead and get into One More Love?
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Okay, well, hey, here we go, One More Love. Y'all heard what he's talking about, and that's time period. And y'all finna see why he's on the show and why he got all the music that he's going to release. So y'all make sure y'all tap in, look him up on YouTube, Spotify, have him stream your music. It's all there. So here we go, One More Love. Okay.
On me, I see you're afraid to love me now. With all the things you believed, it's made you pain. So ugly now, we can't be friends. Give me your hand, your love again. You show me how this doesn't end. I'm here again. You want forever, hold me.
We go through the motions till the energy's up. I give you all my time till I'm not giving enough. If I could take my heart away, like all my feelings.
Cut me out, take me a dance, give me your hand, make me
just a Sunday morning, make it easy for your hard day. Gotta learn to feel again, we gon' do it our way. Put myself all over you, wrap you up in star case. Want more, you ain't gotta come for, it's already done for. Even drop an encore, you've been on a hunt for somebody to make you feel differently. 2020 vision is a different me, yeah, yeah.
Me see you up here, see me up and away.
Live on IFM Radio. I'm your host, Rolo Solo, a.k.a. Rolling If You Know Me. Shout out to my co-host, Mr. DJ Ant. Mr. Don't Forget the Tip of DJ himself. You know what I'm saying? He out there working while he working, so he'll be tuning in with us momentarily. Shout out to you, my guy. Shout out to Dwayne also. I know he'll be over there giving you a hard time. But, yeah, shout out to Dwayne. Shout out to Nino. We in here with Superstar K. We live and we in action, man. And we getting it all figured out. So, Superstar K, what's going on?
Not much, man. I love that record. I ain't gonna lie. Every time I hear it, I get excited again.
You're supposed to. If you don't get excited about your own music, it's weird.
Right.
But then you just got some of those tracks that you just don't like, and everybody else will like it, though.
Yeah, or it's like them certain ones that come along or whatever, and you don't really expect them to pop as much as they do. Like, Overtime was one of those tracks for me. It was a personal record to my children, and it turned into something that would just, I think it did more numbers than I think anything else I had released at the time. It was like Facebook and everything. It was like coasting up on, I want to say 20,000 last time, whatever I had looked at it, and that was a minute ago. And I was like, you never know which ones that are particular, I guess, you know, take personally. For me, that one does it. But I just got word that you should, as we speak, you should have Deja Vu now. My manager just texted me and said that she just shot that to y'all. Y'all are the first ones to have it. Nobody else has that record other than myself, her, and y'all. So,
my got it. To y'all. Just like that. Exclusive.
Yo, yeah.
Boom. Here we go. Y'all already know what it is. Let's get it. We got them coming. Yes, yes, yes. Deja Vu. We got it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, buddy. So, while we get that, go ahead and put that in the board real quick, because it's over here playing on my side already. So, yeah, we're going to get that loaded into the board, and we're gonna jump on that in just a hot second, because I heard just, like, the first 7 seconds of it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's ready already. Mm-hmm. Got a nice vibe to it, nice upbeat.
Yeah, it's more R&B, I would say, than One More Love. One More Love has that more like dancehall reggae type of vibe to it. It's definitely more like of a rapish R&B-ish type vibe to it, but it is a solid track. That one kind of strikes from the heart as well. So, yeah, it's one of my favorites. I got to play with my vocals a little more.
Okay. So how much now on into the vocals, like how much machine you got going, how much you got going, like what you
being
doing?
Being honest, it's not even going to sound realistic. So I'll sit, if I produce a record, I'll probably spend a week on a track, whatever, like about a week per song. But if somebody else produced a record, like shout out to Shaq on the Beat, because he produces a lot of my records. He's out of Cleveland. If he produces a record for me, whatever, once he sends me the beat over, I had a hook done in 2 minutes. I had each verse done in about 5 to 10, and the song will be recorded and mixed down within 2 hours. Like, I just get straight to it. Yeah.
Wow. You ain't playing no games when you hit the studio.
Nah, when that like as soon as I hear a beat, whatever, it's like okay, boom, it's nothing for me, whatever. Like I get to writing, whatever. I give me a couple minutes, whatever. I'm gonna deliver. You know what I'm saying? And then I go from there. I got a lot of stuff that I've started on that I haven't finished yet, whatever. Maybe because I'm like okay, I knocked this out, whatever. But I want a feature on it, whatever. And you know this one, whatever. I want to add a couple of high vocals and so forth. But for the most part, I just get in there and I get the whole song done in one session. I don't like to come back to nothing. Unless I'm, you know what I'm saying, like, oh, no, we need to change something on the mix. But as far as the vocals and stuff, no, we're not really changing much. We're going to lay down whatever we got because it's straight from the head or straight from the heart at that time. So I want to go in and my people to be sitting around while I'm in there recording and they'll sometimes take over the boards and, you know, no, don't do this on that part. Change that. All right, boom. I'll go in there and go change one or two things, whatever, and we got a hit.
We got a hit. So, I mean, have you ever thought about ghostwriting?
Nah, whatever. I write everything myself. I just don't freestyle worth nothing. But every now and then, you know, you sitting around your homeboys there, you might try to hit a certain note or whatever. They'd be like, nah, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? One of them, and I'd be like, all right, so I try something different. I done had a couple of times, like Deja Vu is one of them songs. There's a specific part on the hook you're going to hear where I hit a weird note. And this was on one of them days when I was feeling real confident because my vocal abilities are pretty decent. But you know what I'm saying? I'm not Whitney Houston or nobody. So I get close to that note, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I know how I'm going to do it, but I'm like, I don't know, I'm kind of iffy, but I was in the studio by myself, so I was like, you know what, I got the confidence to do this today, so I went ahead and tried it, and when my brother heard it, like, cause I sent it over to him, like, to listen to, and when he heard it, he was like, yeah, did you do that on purpose? And I'm like, yeah, he was like, that's hot, so I got the green light from him, but I couldn't do it with nobody in the studio, it wouldn't have worked. They'd be like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Okay, so now you be intrigued. Now you got me on that song. So now I'm just gonna cut you off and take up and play your song.
Yeah, it's gonna start off with the verse, and then after the verse comes in, then the hook is gonna come. It's gonna come to like a slight bridge, whatever, and then it's gonna go into the hook. And you'll know because it's a specific part. My voice is gonna hit like this weird squeaky part, or whatever. And yeah,
did you only leave it on like that first hook? Did you repeat it on the other hook?
No, I did it on the hook throughout the Yeah, I kept it. I repeated it throughout. But it was just okay. That's like the order of the track.
Okay, cool. Well, we're going to go ahead and jump on into it, man. And we're going to see what everybody got to say, man. Hey, exclusive world premiere. Nobody else in the world has this song other than him. Facts and Relationship, man.
Oh, yeah.
Live on Open Radio Nation, man. Deja Vu, let's go.
This is
Superstar
K, and you tuned in to the R&R Show Live, home of the hottest indie artist playlist. Let's get it.
We ain't really tough, woke up forgetting who I'm with. You be your one, you be your one. Phone goes to voicemail, you don't read messages. Yeah, guess you're the wrong one. Guess you're the wrong one.
Where I hate how things be, so complicated for me. I don't want you to leave, intoxicated just to lay my heart down at ease. I really hate the feeling, but no matter what I do, I'm caught up in this deja vu.
Knew you before, but you didn't know me. Treat me the same as others that broke me. When you left me so coldly, a million pieces no one can hold me.
Where the guy years back, damn. Even though girl never did me like that, Jay. Where the guy had you couple years back, damn. Even though girl never did me like that, yeah.
I don't get a call, I'm hung up on broken promises. You be your one, you be your one.
saw through with all I had to give. Guess we all done. Guess we all done.
Where I hate how things be, so complicated for me. I don't want you to leave. Intoxicated just to lay my heart down at ease. I really hate the feeling, but no matter what I do, I'm caught up in this deja
vu. Before, but you didn't know me. Treat me the same as others that broke me. When you left me so coldly. A million pieces, no one can hold me.
Where the guy had you go
years back then. Even though girl never did me like that, Jay.
Where the guy had you go
years back then. Even though girl never did me like that, yeah.
All right, so we are now back live on the Relax and Relay Show. IFM Radio Nation, man. I'm your host, Rolo Solo, a.k.a. Roland, if you know me. And we got co-host, Mr. DJ Ant, Mr. Don't Forget to Tip the DJ himself, live with us. What's going on, my guy?
Hey, first of all, fellas, I've been tuning in and tapping in this whole time, and I appreciate y'all setting this Wednesday off Relax and Relay Show style. Yeah, I'm saying live on IFM Radio Nation. I am your boy, DJ Ant, a.k.a. Mr. Don't Forget to Tip the DJ. What is up, Superstar K?
What's going on with you, man? Appreciate y'all for having me. Definitely.
Hey, man. First of all, I checked out a couple of the tunes. You know what I'm saying? I ain't get a chance to do my normal research. Like you said, I'm working while I'm working, so I ain't get a chance to do my normal, you know what I'm saying, research on you. But hey, man, definitely love the vibes, love the energy. My man said, I mix rap, sing, everything. That nigga said, I'm a superstar. That nigga said, I am Superstar K. I fucks with it.
I appreciate that, man, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is what we gonna do. Let me see.
What we doing?
Superstar K, you had a chance right now to do a track with anybody in the industry. Who would you pick?
T-Pain.
Is it dead or alive?
It wouldn't matter. T-Pain.
T-Pain?
Oh.
T-Pain. Okay. That man don't miss. He don't miss. It don't matter what he lay down in the ring. He don't miss.
I mean,
hey.
I can kind of agree with that. I don't really know a bad T-Pain song.
Yeah, like I'm a big fan of him. He's definitely in my top five like artists of all time. And yeah, that man don't miss. Like, as a person that's heard every song that's been released and some songs that haven't been, yeah, he don't miss. I'm trying to see him next year or whatever because I couldn't get it done whatever in time for this project that I'm coming up with now, but for the next project, I would love to get a feature with him. Right, I'm gonna work on that one way or another.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, maybe he'll tune in. Yeah. Maybe he'll come across this. T-Pain, Superstar K.
All right.
Shout out, man. Make it happen.
Hey, make it happen. Hashtag going global.
Okay, gotta make that happen.
Hashtag going global.
I get that record done, whatever. If I get the record done, whatever, like I say, within the next year, y'all will be the first ones to get it. Y'all don't even worry.
Go
ahead. Put that down in, they can put that in ink or whatever they want. Y'all will be the first ones to get it.
I'm
about fresh after thumb dry. Let's go. Get to us. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, buddy. So, yeah, man, Now, if you had to do a track with an underground artist, an independent artist, who would you pick?
Shaq on the beat, Big Shaq, out of Cleveland. He's my producer, but he's more than that. Like, that's my blood cousin. And honestly, like, with me not being in the city of Cleveland, I don't think there's an artist that can touch that man right now. Like, just being truthful, I don't think, like, his work ethic is like mine. Whatever, we drum through songs, we on FaceTime. We only 2.5 hours away from each other. We on FaceTime at least once a day, and we're going through new songs, whatever. We got, we dropped a project called Snow, which is still not out of work. That was, I want to say, 2 years ago. We're working on Snow 2 right now. He's dropped probably 6 projects this year. Whatever, the man is working, you know what I'm saying, expanding himself a lot more, but his vibe just in general, it's not just his work ethic, like his vibe, whatever, in general is just crazy. The man, I've never seen him write anything. He freestyles everything, whatever, but he'll take his time with it. He's not going to just, all right, but this is what's on my head, and you know what I'm saying, throw it out there. He'll sit and he'll go through some things, whatever, and then he'll go back and make some edits because he also engineers, produces, raps, sing, you know what I'm saying, everything that I do, he does as well. So I'm not shouting him out because he's family, but because he's genuinely my favorite underground artist. Like, he's that damn good.
Okay, so
and we went,
huh? No, no. So I was just going to ask, so are y'all going to do a track together?
Oh, we've done a couple of tracks together. We did the one project together. It was 10 or 11 tracks. That was Snow. That was still not out of work, whatever. And then we're working on Snow 2, which is probably going to be closer to 20 tracks because we've already got, like, 14 tracks that are ready for it. We just started shooting a video for one of the songs the other day, which was going to be a song on a project I was going to drop this year, but I decided not to drop this year. I don't want to drop an album this year because, like, usually every 2 years I drop one. This year I decided I didn't want to drop one. I want to build up my fan base a bunch more. And so I shot him the record, showed him what I had. He was rocking with it. He went ahead and laid a verse down. He came out to Pittsburgh, dropped a verse down. We shot a video for it, and I was like, well, why don't we just take the track and put it on the group project? And so he was like, all right, bet. And then he sent me over a track, which I can't say the name of yet, but we're about to shoot a video for that as well, and it's equally dope. And so we're just going back and forth with delivering, you know, hits back and forth.
So, what you say, still not out of work. That title is hard as fuck, by the way. That shit is hard as fuck. And you said part two coming out soon?
Yeah, part two is coming out soon. Whatever. It was one of those, I moved to Pittsburgh whatever, from Cleveland, and a lot of people thought that I was retiring, or they figured that I was, you know, back into the street life and so forth, whatever, and it was like, nah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still at it. I dropped a project, I think, a month within being here. I've been out here for close to 3 years now. And so I dropped a project, then I dropped a second, then I dropped my second album. And then I still been going crazy. Like, I've been going probably crazier since I've been here in Pittsburgh whatever, than I ever did in Cleveland. even though not having him in the studio with me every day is kind of, it sucks. But, you know, we both got our lives and whatnot, whatever, so we do our one too, whatever. But that's my ace. Like, I run any track that's been released, I run it by him first. If he gives me the green light, it gets released. If not, it stays in the vault and nobody will hear it.
No. So with everything you got going on, and with all the talent and, you know what I'm saying, with every, you know, your hand and everything, that songwriting process, like you said, you can cook up real quick, or if it's something that you produce, you take a little longer on. But as far as not necessarily having inspiration, like what would you have, like what do you do to stay inspired, or what advice would you give any underground artist who, you know, isn't inspired all the time and, you know, want to cook up the way that you cook up? What are some of the things that keep you motivated?
One thing whatever is, I mean, personally, I've been through hell, so I write about everything that goes on in life, whatever, like, you know, everything that I've gone through, whatever, from my children to being married to going through a divorce to going through breakups to, you know what I'm saying, being happy and all of that. So just always write. Everything doesn't always turn into a song, whatever, but later on you may come back and want a line from here, want a line from there, whatever. Those are good lines. You put it into a new song that you're working on, and boom, you got it. But a thing that I do, and this is going to sound really weird for most, but a thing that I do a lot of times, like, to stay out of writer's block, is when I'm doing simple tasks, whatever, like I may be going for an extended stay in the bathroom, if you understand what I'm saying. So I may be going to do that, whatever, or, you know what I'm saying, just sitting, whatever, waiting on a plane or anything, whatever, getting ready to go out of town. Whenever I got some downtime, if I'm riding passenger or whatever, I whip out my phone, throw my AirPods in, and I've got, like, probably about 3,000 songs on Apple Music, whatever, and so I just put it on shuffle. And whatever song comes on, I don't care if it's rock, I don't care if it's R&B, at 1 minute, it might be Mary J. Blige. It might be Phil Collins the next minute. Then it could be Future. I don't care what song it is. When that song comes on, if the song is 3 minutes long, I start writing. Whatever subject they're writing about for that song, whatever, I'm going to write about the same subject. And I'm going to consider myself a feature. And so I'm going to start writing to that song based on whatever they're talking about. And once that 3 minutes is up and the next song comes on, I scrap that page whatever, and go on to the next page. So I've always got songs whatever, that have already been started on a specific vibe. And, and then later on, I'm listening to beats. I go through my notepad. I'm going through different lyrics. And I'm like, ooh, yeah, this should work. And then I'll go ahead and make it into a full song. And I just finish it up. And then, boom, I'm done. I'm out of there. I got a hit every time.
Man.
Yeah.
Hey.
And I'm always adding new music to the playlist. So.
Hey, man, any other artists out there, you understand, that listens to the Relaxed Relay Show live on IFM Radio Nation, man, make sure y'all write that down. You know what I'm saying? Always be thinking, always be writing, like you said, man. Like, and being able to tap into those emotions and writing them down and coming back to them and expressing them, like, everybody can't do that. So, like, kudos to you and your team.
I appreciate it, man. Definitely. Definitely. They're a big part of how I'm able to work the way that I am. Definitely. Because I'm a big-time clown like Joker or whatever. We have a lot of fun in the studio. It's never, you know what I'm saying, any hostility yelling or, you know, any crazy things, any drama, nothing like that. We always have good vibes. So definitely a big shout-out to them whatever for putting up with my antics when I'm when I'm working and so forth.
Yeah. So do you guys work on merch and everything also?
Well, we do our own merch, whatever, actually. I started a brand sometime early this year, and now my daughter is taking that over. So she's doing all of the Superstar K gear, whatever. And she's actually doing pretty good, whatever. We had taken a brief break, whatever, with COVID and everything. I didn't want her, you know what I'm saying, back and forth, whatever, trying to go get more material for this and more material for that and stuff, whatever. But July 1st, I will have my recording studio back open to the public in Pittsburgh. I will have, she'll have the merch, whatever, like, ready to go again. And, we'll be ready to go.
Oh, shit. Y'all hear it.
Everybody
y'all better go
purchase that. You said what?
It just sound like it's going to be popping popping.
Oh, yeah. I mean, with all that time, like, a lot of people sat and they were, you know, okay, well, I don't know what to do, whatever, you know, everything is shut down and so forth, whatever. Like, me and the team just sat and thought about ways, whatever, to boom harder when everything came back, and we found ways to still get money throughout that whole little break. So I really didn't close the studio down. I just more so closed it off to the public just to go by the legal guidelines, whatever. But I still had, you know what I'm saying, my own sessions, whatever. There were a few friends that would come by, personal clients, whatever, that would come by, you know, family members and so forth. So we were still recording. It's just I wasn't open for business. And so now we're getting ready to go and go hit them from every angle. We've got the merchandise, whatever, trying to get in as many shows and interviews as possible, trying to get the team as well known, whatever, you know what I'm saying? We want to go ahead and get their names out there a bunch too, whatever, so that everybody is eating. You know, anything that can be done whatever, to help push the brand forward as a whole, whatever, that's what we're attacking right now. Whatever, talking a tour by the top of next year, whatever, this year, I just want to get back in the swing of getting on stage because, I mean, you know, everybody's been down for a minute. So the last show I did was, what, 2019? Hey, it's gonna be an event. But
right.
I think I'm ready for it. I've had a lot of time to practice and you know, watch footage of old shows. And, you know, I run it like game tape. So I look at it and be like, nah, I shouldn't have done that. Or, nah, I need more energy with this song, you know, so forth. So I'm going to definitely be getting into that.
Okay. So this is what we're going to go ahead. Jump in the overtime because you know the people waiting on it and we're going to play it. So, anything you want to say before I push the play button?
Not much. This one that ever here was something that was close to my heart. It was something that I honestly didn't think would see the light of the day, whatever. But apparently everybody loves it. So, shout out to my bro, BG. He's the one that pushed me and was like, nah, we're doing this and we're going to shoot the video. And he organized everything. I just dropped the record. So, big shout out to him. Thank you for everybody that's been supporting it all the time since it's been released. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
This is
Super Superstar.
K.
And you're tuned in to the Relax and Relate Show, home of the hottest indie artist playlist. Yo.
On the beat.
I got some people that know that I love them, but I ain't got time to make all them calls. I stay up grinding shit, I'm really sleeping. The music and lean got me off the walls. If I gotta tell you I love you to show it, then you motherfuckers don't know me at all.
If I gotta tell you I love you to show it, then you motherfuckers don't know me at all.
I love work overtime. My hustle is overtime. I'm grinding like overtime. Know you when you wrong or right. Hey. I'm getting nearly, I'm deep in them trenches, I'm missing my babies, I'm off on the road. They calling like crazy, I'm chasing this paper to move out the projects and into a home. Studio going to fuck all these hoes, just like a stripper, I can't put a dough. I hate these stages, I'm raging by paper like pages, I'd book it, then I gotta go. Ain't told the mom since I left from the land, so many cities don't know where I am. Charter and buses and planes, waking up in hotels and then they about to set up like camps. Focus is sweating a nigga like damn, even my woman, that's straight from the plan. Since they got married, my brother got locked up, man, calling me, telling me, check on the fam. I'm out here jugging the streets once again, profit the mood that they say once again. They back to making the play once again, I wanna see all of my niggas win. I gotta see how I juggle them M's, gotta cop three with my Bentley and Benz. You don't see me with a couple of friends, the hustle is real and this shit never ends. Hey. Sorry I ain't took the time to call. I'm moving so that we get at it all. The balance makes it hard sometimes I fall. Yeah. I got some people that know that I love them, but I ain't got time to make all them calls. I stay up grinding shit, I'm really sleeping. The music and lean got me off the walls. If I gotta tell you I love you to show it, then you motherfuckers don't know me at all.
If I gotta tell you I love you to show it, then you motherfuckers don't know me at all.
My love works overtime. My hustle is overtime. I'm grinding like overtime. Know you when you wrong or right. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, y'all already know what it is. This is the Relax and Relate Show live on IFM Radio. I am your host, Rolo Solo, a.k.a. Roland, if you know me. Shout out to the co-host, Mr. DJ N himself. What's going on, my guy?
Yes, you already know. I'm out here working while I'm working. Like you said, we live on IFM Radio Nation. I am your boy, DJ N, a.k.a. Mr. Don't forget to tip the DJ. And like I said, I'm headed in. Definitely a pleasure speaking with the honorable, the talented, you know what I'm saying, Superstar K himself, man. Make sure y'all tap in with him and everything he got going on. Like I said, shout out to the whole Relax and Relate Show team. Shout out to Tina T, the engineer, producer. Shout out to everybody who is checking out that merch. And make sure y'all tap in because we got that DJ and merch on its way. The first one that's popping out is that red, white, and blue on the 4th of July. Just this is a sneak peek. And then, like I said, we got a couple. We got some Blues Clues. We got a slime pack, and we got the SpongeBob and Patrick pack. Don't worry about it. Y'all will see it soon. And like I said, shout out to everybody, and I'm out there.
Hey. All right, shout out to the homie, man, DJ Ant, who be out there working while he working, you know what I'm saying? Hey, he be doing this thing. Superstar K, what's going on? So that right there, that was nice right there. Overtime's nice.
Appreciate it, man. I didn't expect it. Like, it was supposed to be a track off of my project Nightfall. It's always like a small album, and so I definitely didn't think that it would go as far as it did. It was a track that I wanted to do to my children. You know what I'm saying? They had wanted a lot of time from me at the time, which is understandable, but I worked so much in the studio. And so, you know, one day after I'm supposed to spend time with them, I done ran over on working. I wanted to go in there and vent and, you know, just talk to them, talk to the family and everything. And my brother heard it, whatever, and he was like, "Nah, we're taking this record and we're going out with it." You know what I'm saying? And so he did his thing, We go out to a couple clubs, whatever, they play the record. I don't know what he did. I don't know who he talked to, but the man got the record played. And from there, he just started taking off.
Did it happen? It happened? Okay, cool. I don't even know how it happened. That's all it matters.
That's kind of how it is with him. Like, if he says something is about to happen, he's one of them types to, you know, you have a dollar in your pocket between the two of y'all, and he'll be like, we're getting ready to go cop a Bentley. And you're like, bro, we don't have the money for it. And then y'all pulling off, and you're like, I don't know what he did, but, you know what I'm saying? I don't ask questions. Like, he makes things happen. So big shout out to him, man, because that record wouldn't have it's been played, you know what I'm saying, 107.9 out in Cleveland, a couple other stations, whatever, but I had to shout out Cleveland because, you know, that's my baby. But it definitely would. That record came to life because of him. So I had to shout him out before the track because that was much love.
Okay. So like you were saying, as far as, like, shows and things like that, like, what do you have coming up?
Glad you asked, because I was just looking at that. One sec. I had to interview with you guys tonight. Cool. I can never remember these things because, again, my manager handles them. I just know, okay, you got to head out to Sunset City at this time and that time. So Friday, July 2nd, I'll be in Louisville, Kentucky. I'll be performing there because it has an address with it. I'll be on the 17th of July out there with you guys. And then I've got some more interviews in between. We're connecting a couple of more dots on some more shows for the month of July, so it'll be pretty packed. But, I'm excited about the 17th. I mean, I'm excited about all of it, don't get me wrong, but I'm really excited about the 17th because I love Michigan. So, you know, I can't wait for that.
Okay. So look, watch this. Now, because I've had a lot of people calling in, but when I reach out to them and see what they have to say, nobody says anything back. So now I'm just going to answer. I'm going to answer the phone line live. And let's see if anybody has something to say. So right now, I know y'all listening. So when it's your turn, you might want to speak. You're going to be live with Superstar K. Let's go. Let's see who we got first. We're going to start right here. Boom. You are now live with the Relax and Relate Show, Rolo Solo, and Superstar K. Who are we speaking with? Uh-oh. See?
They getting quiet on
them. Yeah, they getting quiet on them. They still online, though. Hey, you're live with the Relax and Relate Show. Who are we speaking with? Boom. Okay, maybe they just want to listen. That's fine. We're going to go to the next one. See.
Yeah, I guess that maybe they just want to tune in.
Hey, this is the Relax and Relate Show. You're now live. Who are we speaking with?
Yo.
Okay, here we go. We got some action. What's going on?
Yo. It's your boy ESPN from the hood, a.k.a. LeVar Boston Jack Time, better known as Sports Talk DT.
What's going on, DT?
Man, I'm good, man. Just sitting back listening to the interview, man. Just relaxing. What's going on with you boys? Are we late? You know, that's
man.
What's the word?
Hey, we just getting there. You know what I'm saying? We've been talking about a lot, you know. So, I mean, as you said, you've been sitting back relaxing and relating what's going on. So, you know, you got anything in particular you might want to ask?
Man, I want to ask him, what was one of your biggest obstacles that you might have said that you had to overcome up until this point in your career?
Oh, that's a good one. All right, first off, appreciate you, speaking up, whatever. I know a lot of people, I guess, would have been pretty shy today. I think the biggest obstacle for me is getting on stage, and I think the reason that it's that way for me is because I'm used to being in the background. I've been producing since I was 11. So we'll figure 2001 is when I started producing. I didn't start making songs and releasing them until 2016. That's a real long time to go to never touch a stage, never really be in a big studio. It's always home studios, makeshift studios, and so forth. So I'm always in the background. I'm watching other people go perform the tracks that I done produced and so forth. I'm not getting credit. I'm not in the spotlight or any of that. Now to be on stage, whatever, to go and headline a show or something, whatever, and I'm who they came to see, that's a big deal. You got all the lights on you. Everybody is there for you. They waiting on you. You know what I'm saying? They want to see what you're going to do and whatnot. The nerves can kind of get to you. As a person that, again, I'm a producer and an engineer first. So before, you know what I'm saying, I go into the music and all of that, whatever, I'm more worried about how the sound is and, you know what I'm saying, making sure that this is on point and that's on point and trying to make these edits and worrying about how kicks are layered and
right,
so forth.
Right.
Whatever, whereas everybody else, they're more focused on, you know what I'm saying, okay, that energy on the track and so forth. So it's taking me a bit of a minute to try to make sure that my on-stage presence matches the energy for that record that I'm doing at the time and then be able to take it from a high-energy track and then be able to slow it down and still keep the audience in tune and then go into that next track and kind of, you know what I'm saying, back and forth with them a little bit whatever, in between time when you're switching tracks because you don't want to just have on a really crunk track and then go into some R&B and then another R&B song
right.
and then you're right back up top. You know what I'm saying? You want to talk to them a bit, vibe with them and all of that. It's a big deal for me because I'm not used to being in the forefront. So I think that would probably be the most difficult thing for me. That was a good
wow.
question, man. I don't think nobody ever asked me that.
Wow. Hey, I got one more question. You know, a lot of different artists, they have different things that they do very well. You know, be it whether strong stage presence, be it whether getting the crowd crunk, be it whether you know how to control the mic well. What do you say are some of your qualities?
As far as you mean, like as far as how I get myself together on stage, or do you mean like how do I get prepared
Absolutely.
For a show type?
No, okay. How you get yourself together on stage? Absolutely.
On stage, whatever. With it, kind of varies. Whatever. Like I don't usually pick a set list until I've seen the crowd. So I go to a show, whatever. I'll give the DJ a flash drive or whatever. It may be 20 songs on there, but I may be doing two. What I do is I read the crowd. If I've got more females there than the males, whatever, then I'm going to be like, okay, I'm going to see if somebody else is going on before me. I'm going to see what, you know what I'm saying, they paid more attention to, what they paid less attention to. Okay, I know what kind of vibes we're going with. Then I go and go talk to the DJ and let them know seconds before I start what we're going to run. But I definitely read the crowd, whatever. I talk to them and... You know what I'm saying? Like, try to warm up a bit. Whatever, I joke around here and there. Whatever, I'm starting to do that a lot more because that's how I am in my actual life. Like, I'm a clown. Whatever, I'm always, you know what I'm saying, telling jokes. I like to see the people around me smiling and happy and stuff. So that's what I typically do nowadays. Whatever, you know what I'm saying, talk a little shit, whatever, here and there. Kind of warm them up a bit, introduce myself, whatever, for those that don't know me, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, y'all get your phones out, whatever. That's kind of turn up a bit, whatever, you know what I'm saying, and so forth, whatever. And then sometimes while I'm on stage, I might come down whatever, and mingle with the crowd, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, like, see a girl, she's sitting all by herself, whatever, like, okay, boom, whatever, I'm about to dance over here, whatever, I'm about to sing this one for you, you know what I'm saying? That type of thing, whatever. And it just gets that energy a lot more.
Okay.
And,
okay. I can dig that. Right. Hey, you're a very, very smart guy. Those are very wise decisions to make.
No, sometimes you got to get into the crowd to get the crowd involved. So that's why I'm like, we take it there if we need to, whatever. Like, I don't really be worried about nothing when I'm doing shows, so, you know.
Okay. So we got E from the break room. He got a question for you. What's going on, E? What you got?
What's going on, Super K? What's going on, man?
What's going on with
you? All right. So you've been doing this since you was 11, producing and all that. Since you've stepped in the industry, now you out there, and you're feeling the pressure to keep going, to be great.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
So you're not going to slow down. You're going to keep going and be great, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So basically, you want to know, do you feel any pressure behind that?
Oh, do I feel any pressure behind it? I guess it would be what, chasing some of the majors, whatever, more so?
Oh, what you have started for yourself. What you have started. You have started this thing for yourself. You've been doing it since you was 11. And you don't want to slow down right now because you're at a high point right now. So do you feel any pressure or whatever to keep going?
Not really. I mean, I don't really feel too much pressure, more so because I'm one of those cockier artists or whatever. Like, I love a challenge, you know what I'm saying? So I welcome anything that's coming to me, anything that's coming for me, whatever. I connect with a lot of artists because, you know, while a lot of them, you know, they'll talk to you and they're real mellow and they're real humble and so forth, whatever. I am as well. But when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, that's going back and forth, whatever, I have to always tell myself, whatever, that I am that step ahead. You know what I'm saying? In all aspects of it. So that's how a lot of us, you know what I'm saying, go through the back and forth. I don't really feel too much pressure because what I'm doing, whatever, is from the heart more so. Whatever, like, as much as I will talk shit, you know what I'm saying, whatever, and be like, okay, I don't feel like nobody can rock with me and so forth, whatever, it's from the heart, whatever. When you're doing something from the heart, you really can't lose because that's just in you to do it. So I don't really feel, you know what I'm saying, like anything ever coming against me, whatever, like wherever it is that I'm meant to be or meant to take it, I'm going to go there, whatever. Like, I don't fear anything, whatever, that's ahead of me. So I guess I could say no.
Well said, brother.
Okay, let me see
if we got some other callers on the line here. Let me see if anybody has something else to say. Okay, so you are now live with the Relax and Relate Show on IFM Radio. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Kalissa.
Say your name again?
It's Kalissa.
Kalissa? Yes.
Yeah, I don't have any questions. Just wanted to say hi. I'm glad to be listening in.
Oh, okay. Not a problem. Well, thank you for tuning in, you know. Hey, make sure you tell somebody. We'll tell somebody else, you know, because it's what we do. We sit down and we relax. We get in people business. Like, how was your day today?
My day was phenomenal. It just got better.
It just got better. Cool. See, and that's what it's about. Hey, making smiles. You know, that's just, you know, just relax and relate to each other and make sure everybody's having a good time. So, yeah, we appreciate you tuning in, you know. Make sure you go to the fan page, you know, leave a comment or two. We'll be here. All right. Thank you. So let's see who we got next. This is the Relax and Relate Show. You're live. Who are we speaking with?
They got quiet on us again.
Yeah, they got quiet on us. Did they laugh?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, back to the back we go. Okay, so let's try this one here. Boom. Oh, we got action back here. Hey, you're live with the Relax and Relate Show. Who are we speaking with? Uh-oh.
Whoever will be turned up, I know that.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they put us on mute. They don't want to talk to us. Okay, we're going to let y'all keep listening, too. All right, so we're going to get back to the show. You know. We always got to look out for the fans. You never know. They might have something to say, you know. We had a couple good questions come in. You know, shout out to Sports Talk DT. Yeah, if y'all like to talk sports, y'all can check them out every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. You know, right here, same call-in line that is Sports Talk DT live on IFM Sports Radio. You know what I'm saying? So anybody
I'll be tuned in.
Make sure you'll be tuned in? Oh, yeah. And guess what? You can call in and debate him down. You know what I'm saying? So, matter of fact, let me see if he's still on the line. Let me see. Sports Talk,
we
still on the line with us?
Man, we want all the smoke. Hit the line on just man, as a matter of fact, man, make sure y'all be in Pontiac July 17th at 11 o'clock in the morning. What's going down? The Battle of I-75.
Quality
from Saginaw, Flint, Pontiac, Detroit. You know, it's going to be lit. You know, you ever seen Above the Rim? Then you already know how I'm coming. Last year, it was a movie at the park, and this year, we might have to bring 3 or 4 cameras because it's going to be, I don't know what it's going to be, but just be at the park July 17th.
Yeah, buddy, you already know what's going on.
My man Super K going to turn the park up. You're our special invited guest, so we're excited about that.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to get it lit. Definitely. I got to bring some cameras out for that.
Oh, yeah. And then I heard you got people out this way, huh, Superstar K?
Yeah, I got some family out there in Detroit. I got some in East Lansing, some in Flint. I'm in Flint all the time, whatever, with the fam. Whatever, got a whole studio up there that I vibe with them tough. Like, that's blood fam. So we always
oh, really?
That's actually my cousin. My cousin up in Flint is who actually gave me my start on production in the first place. And I always wanted to, you know, produce like him. Then I saw he was rapping. I wanted to rap like him and so forth. So that's who, I guess, one of my biggest inspiration points would be. Or if it would be him. So he'd probably be out there with me that day. I'm pretty sure I could talk him into it.
He said, well, I mean, hey, if you know how to play basketball and want to win $1,500, he can get into the tournament. 5-on-5.
5-on-5?
Yeah.
For that, whatever, I can say, I might go into the tournament and just donate it to, like, one of the fastest there. So.
Hey, that's fine. Hey, we taking all donations and all sponsors. We doing it all. We got vendors out there. We got everything.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna
definitely
burn them out with y'all.
So definitely, man. If your folk got from the Flint area, they want to, you know, do it big for their hometown. Come on down and join the battle I-75.
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot of food vendors coming from y'all up from the Flint area. Food vendors from the Saginaw area. Man, we got a mean barbecue vendor. Randy gonna be out there selling candles. We got the medical dispensary people. They're going to be there. United States Army bringing a tank where the kids can go in the tank and see what a tank looks like. It's going to be lit.
Oh, yeah. I gotta bring the fam out for that then. Like I can say, we probably be rolling heavy with every big white van or something.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Hey, that's a road trip.
Yep.
Yeah, buddy.
That's
so shout out Sports Talk DT. You know what I'm saying? That is the Battle of I-75. That is July 17th. Superstar K will be live and in action with us. You know what I'm saying? With the Relax and Relate show. Shout out to him. So let's see what we got going here. We're going to keep the show rocking and rolling. Let me see. Because let me see what type of vibe I got for y'all today. And we're going to see real quick. And I'm going to say, boom, we're going to go with, Diddy Boo. Yes, we're going to go with Diddy Boo. Name of this song is Go-Go. Shout out to him. He was one of the members of Make Another Band. We did do an interview with him also. Y'all make sure y'all go back and check him out. So this right here is Go Go, one of his latest songs that he did release. And we'll be right back with Superstar K. Let's go.
I'm a lit kid.
I just want to let you know, no. You got my heart.
No,
if you
Hey, y'all already know what it is. Y'all already know what it is. This is the Relax and Relate Show, man. We don't do nothing but push hot indie artists into your ears for these nice eargasms. You know what I'm saying? I'm your host, Rolo Solo, a.k.a. Roland, if you know me. And we are live with Superstar K himself. What's going on, Superstar K?
Not much. I was vibing to that one today, though. That one was like, hello, beat. That caught me off guard. I got to tune in to y'all a lot more.
Oh, yeah, say, man. Hey, we out here. We doing it. And again, everybody who has been tuning in, I just want to let y'all know that as of July 1st, we will be moving some of the shows over to IFM Plus on your Roku TV. So be ready for that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, what Kanye say? I'm going to be on TV, mama. Say, that's how it is. That's, hey, I'm not, I refuse to let somebody else outgrind me. So I'm going to grind. I grind. I'm going to do it. I refuse to let you. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. So shout out to everybody who out there doing it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody who doing it the right way too. You know, because it makes it worth it. You know? So that's how it is. So, yeah. Superstar K. So when you come down, man, we got to hang out. We got to get something going here, man.
Especially I'm going to make a couple days out of it.
We out here in Detroit.
Oh, yeah, that ain't no problem. Whatever, like, there ain't nothing but a drive for me. Like, I prefer driving places over flying. And mostly because I can bring as much luggage back as I want. I let it go to different cities and shop. But,
I'm definitely
going to come out there whatever, and kick it and whatnot. I'm going to link with y'all. Whatever. Of course, I'm going to be in touch. My management will be in touch, whatever, to let y'all know, whatever, like, you know, when we en route and so forth, that everything I'll be able to link up with y'all, that everybody get to kick it. Most likely after, you know what I'm saying, the event over there, because I know, you know, y'all got a lot going on before the event. But sometime after, I'll probably be up there for a couple of days, though, get some time in. Vibe with y'all and everything.
Okay, so check this out. We got a request to play Deja Vu again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Deja Vu is coming up again.
Deja Vu.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like Deja Vu, right. I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, let's go.
Forgetting who I'm with. You be your one. You be your one. Phone goes to voicemail. You don't read messages. Yeah. Guess you're the wrong one. Guess you're the wrong one.
Where I hate how things be. So complicated for me. I don't want you. Intoxicated just to lay my heart down at ease. I really hate the feeling, but no matter what I do, I'm caught up in this deja vu.
Knew you before, but you didn't know me. Treat me the same as others that broke me.
When you left me so coldly. A million pieces, no one can hold me.
What I got, I had you go years back.
Even old girl never did me like that, Jay.
What I got, I had you couple years back, damn.
Even old girl never did me like that, yeah.
I don't get a call, I'm hung up on broken promises. You be yours, you be yours, one. Thought I could be strong, I fought through with all I had to give. Guess we all done, guess we are done.
Where I hate how things be, so complicated for me. I don't want you to leave, intoxicated just to lay my heart down at ease. I really hate the feeling, but no matter what I do, I'm caught up in this deja
vu. Knew you before, but you didn't know me. Treat me the same as others that broke me. When chills, you left me so coldly. A million pieces, no one can hold me. What I got a years back, damn. Even no girl never did me like that, Jay. What I got a years back, damn. Even no girl never did me like that, yeah.
Hey, just like that. Just like that. This is the Relax and Relate show. And we give the people what they want. Shout out to the fans that are out there listening who actually wanted to hear that again. So for the people who don't really understand, when I say this, hashtag going global. I mean it. So this is IFM Radio. Superstar K, how you doing, my guy?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm chopping it with the best right now. So I'm in there.
Let's go. Let's go. I was just back here just like in the zone, just listening to it and the whole story behind it, you know. Now that song right there, I mean, is that like a part of your life or is it just a part of your creativity?
Nah, most songs that I create are a part of life. I may change a name or two here and there, but that's all. I went through a pretty bad breakup. It affected me quite heavily, and usually I don't care about things like that, but I guess it's a little different when you actually care about a person, you know, versus, you know, just existing in a relationship. And so that one was one that it affected me quite a bit. So I got to the boards and everyone decided that I would vent some of it. I just let loose and know what came from it. But at least I got a song out of the deal, I guess. Some people don't get nothing after a breakup, so I got a good song.
Hey, you got to take it for what it's worth, right?
Right.
Man, I don't know what it is about this song and what's going on, man, but if you understand, man, I'm getting all type of hard eyes through my phones and the boards and going on. Like, what's going on, man? That song is really touching there, you know?
Man, that's what I appreciate people rocking with it.
And everybody that's just actually listening to it, I want to let y'all know that you will not hear it anywhere else until he says so. But here,
it's going to be a minute for him.
It's going to be a minute. So the only time you're going to be able to hear that song right there is if you tune in to the Relax and Relate show. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you listen to the Relax and Relate show, that song will get played unless you tell me not to.
Oh, yeah.
If you tell me not to, that's the only reason I won't play it. So I'm going to play it.
Nah, anything we send y'all away, whatever, like, y'all green light to run it whenever y'all want, as much as y'all want. But we appreciate y'all because it's people like y'all that help to grow, you know what I'm saying, to help me to grow as an artist or whatever. And then that gives me more inspiration, more to write about, more to sing about, more to rap about and so forth, to be able to push forward. A lot of us artists write from our, you know, actual experiences, so that definitely helps. Whatever that love and support, that definitely helps. We definitely appreciate y'all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So shout out to all the fans out there that's calling in and listening, all the ones that click the links and listen, everybody who actually goes back and listen on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, CastBox, MyTuner Radio, Radio South Africa. I got a few more, man. I'm iBox translation app, you know. So, man, hashtag going global, man. Hey, guess what? The show is everywhere except Spotify. But we working on that. We going back to Spotify. We was on Spotify. We going back. Just give us a moment. But we can be found everywhere else, I guarantee it. You cannot miss us. You dig what I'm saying? Like I said, and we also coming to TV near you if you have a Roku TV. So y'all make sure y'all get ready for that July 1st also. Now, Superstore. Okay, now, do you have now the tracks that you say you have stored up? You said that was about how many hundred?
I got 42. It's right up under 4,200 songs. But by the end of the week, it'll probably be about 4,200 songs that are just waiting to be released and stuff. Like when I do kick the bucket, I still want to be able to drop albums for years. So, I want my kids to be good, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, before I do go, you know what I'm saying, my name is already holding weight. I don't want people to care about it, you know, after I'm gone. So I build up songs that are like, if I make a song a day, which is typically 5 to 6 songs a day, but if I make a song a day for a whole week, 5 of those songs I might actually use. 2 of them, they're going in the vault, you know what I'm saying? And then I just store stuff in the vault, so... Those songs are in the vault, whatever. Some of them are for me. Other ones are songs that I've written for other artists, both rappers and singers. Some of them, whatever. Like, some of them I just lay background vocals and stuff on them because, you know, I might be talking over it later and stuff like that, whatever. A lot of production. A lot of production. But it's about 4,200 tracks in there.
Okay. So... Let's see what we got here. What we're going to do is we're going to take another little quick music break here. So this song, this little piece right here actually comes from a producer over in Italy. So shout out to Italy over there, man. I know y'all be tuning in. They sent this over to us, and they have a nice little EP, and they want us to hear it. So this right here is Michael Zara, you know what I'm saying, from the EP of On Board. So y'all just tune in to this right here, man. I'm telling you, we got all type of vibes, man. I'm telling you, y'all gonna like it. Let's go, let's get it. Hey, man, say, man, that's what we do over here, man. We just relax and we relate. We like to vibe with everybody. You know what I'm saying? So that's, you know, shout out to the people over there who listen also. So Superstore K, this is the Relax and Relate Show. I'm your host, Rolo Solo, a.k.a. Roland, if you know me. How did you feel about that piece right there, Superstore?
Man, I love that. That was real jazzy. Like, I rocked with that.
Right.
I was listening to it, and I'm like, I was kind of sorry it was so short.
I can make sure I shoot you over the information there.
I'd appreciate it. Might have my next track too, right
there. Oh yeah, I got a nice little fire piece over here that I've been kind of sitting on for about a week or so, because I've been vibing to it myself, and I just hadn't really put it on the show because been doing a lot of traveling lately, so the show really didn't run last week. So I do apologize to all the listeners out there. I do apologize about that, but we did a lot of traveling and good things for the show, so that we could make sure that it does grow. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody who continues to tune in and helps us get where we're going. So, boom, we are now back. And I had to put it on there. I was like, oh yeah, I gotta get that going because I've been vibing to it as I've been traveling. So shout out to Mr. Czar himself for the EP called On Board. Shout out to Italy, you know, for listening and tapping in. So if you get a chance, you know, you're more welcome to call in. We can set up a whole little interview. We can do a Zoom interview, Mr. Czar, you know. Just let us know what you got, and we're ready. So yeah, Superstar Kaden. Who do you listen to on your like off time if you're not listening to yourself?
Whew, that's a long list. All right, I'll give you a couple of them. I listen to a lot of Future. T-Pain, of course, he's a GOAT. Chris Brown, of course, he's a GOAT. Phil Collins, because I don't think there's anybody like that makes better music on the planet than Phil Collins. Kevin Gates. I'm trying to think of who else. Black, from out of Atlanta. As far as, like, I listen to a lot of underground as well, though, but a lot of them are from like Cleveland area, so like Michael V or Michael Valentine, if I listen to a lot of him. Narrator out of Cleveland, Big Shaq out of Cleveland. But also some other people that I like to vibe with. Southside Jones out of Augusta. He's a very, very, very good artist. Definitely like lyrical. So it's something that sometimes will make you sit and think, but everybody kick knowledge at you and the tracks are solid. And lastly, I'm going to mention Blue Roscoe out of Kentucky. I know he's not paying attention to this right now. He's probably on another planet somewhere because he's always MIA, but he's another one of my favorite artists to listen to. He's on SoundCloud. That's BLU Roscoe with an E. He's solid, like all his music. He just, you know, whatever is on his head, he gets it, man. He gets it done. And so I listen to a lot of that. That's the kind of music I vibe to. I take my road trips, whatever. I throw the playlist on, and I'm gone. And K. Michelle. Forgot about her. Yeah.
Okay. That's a nice little list right there. That's a nice little list.
I had to throw in the random K. Michelle because, like, she be hollering. And, you know, I know a lot of dudes are like, nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, that ain't it. But it's like, man, she's just a female version of me. essentially, like, she, like, yeah, I'd have been a dog, whatever, and it's like, yeah, she just, like, for any dude, whatever, you know what I'm saying, dogish, whatever, or ever been that way, she's just the female version of it. It just sounds weird, whatever, because no dude wants to ride around, whatever, Blair and K. Michelle. I will, but they won't. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, she do be on, she be on them notes. She do. So, I mean,
oh, yeah.
I listen to her, but not at a loud volume, because I just know.
Yeah, it's some stuff that it's difficult for males to listen to certain female artists because some things you just not about to go blend. Never. Like Nicki is nice lyrically, but it's like I'm not about to go around. I'm not about to put this on the subs and have it beaten down the block. Like, nah.
Right.
It's not gonna happen. Yeah.
Like, you know, if you come across the Pandora at the house or something, you know what I'm saying, and it's playing, I'm gonna let it play.
Yeah. One of them types of it. But with K. Michelle there, it's like. She's more that when I, you know, still punching clocks and stuff, whatever, I would, you know what I'm saying, throw her on the playlist, whatever. Whatever comes on, I'm vibing to it because I'm like, oh, yeah, baby, I feel your pain. I know what you're going through. That type, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not about to throw it on the subs. Like, nah, I can't. Just can't.
Right. Okay, so now, do you ever just, like, seclude yourself sometimes, like no phone, no social media, no nothing, just off to the side, just to think. Any like just meditation or anything?
Yeah, I'm in the studio all the time, secluded. But when I'm not studio actively, like secluding myself, I sometimes like I gotta hide away. Whatever, so it's at home, like away from the kids, away from, you know, just drama in general. Nobody knows where it's at. It's like tucked off in the crib. And so I go there and just turn my phone off, and people are like, oh my God, like, where is he at? But it's like I'm at peace. I go, I play my Xbox, on a secret account, so no, none of my friends even know where I'm at. Like, I just go get peace. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just, sometimes you need it because you're in the studio 18 hours a day, 6 days a week. You know what I'm saying? That seventh day, whatever, it's like, man, come on. Whatever. And then when you're not doing that, whatever, you're still in full parent mode. I got a one-year-old daughter, whatever. I got a 13-year-old daughter and some sons. So it's like, I don't know what a break is. My one-year-old daughter, whatever, she'll cling to me as much as possible. You know what I'm saying? And get away with everything under the sun because that's my baby girl. So sometimes I be needing a break from her, too. I love her to death, but I need a break from her, too. So I, you know, seclude myself, whatever. I turn everything off, and I just vibe out, whatever. And I do like you were saying, put on some Pandora, man. I play some Call of Duty. Do that for a bit, whatever, and then just get some sleep because that's the only time I really sleep for real. And the other time, I'm on go mode. You know what I'm saying? It's, okay, what do I got to do next? What do I got to do? I got to mix this down for this client. I got to do this song. I got to do a feature. I got to do a feature. 16 radio drops. I got to do, you know what I'm saying? So much to do.
Man,
never enough hours
so
in the day. So. Yeah, and then my studio is 24 hours. So a client comes 2 in the morning. They, hey, I'm trying to drop this song. Whatever. I might be tired as hell, but if they come in, they intended on copping 2 hours, whatever, and next thing you know, we sitting there 8 hours later, like, they full of energy because they done slept all day. I've been working, so sometimes I don't even get to sleep, whatever. And then, yeah, I hide away, and I go vibe out and try to see what peace is like, what it's going to be like after I retire.
Okay.
That's about it.
So you say you got an Xbox, right?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
You any good in Call of Duty?
You said what?
You any good in Call of Duty?
Oh, I'm just as good as I am with the music. What you mean?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm solid all the way through. Anything I do, I'm going to put 100% into it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I ain't going to go 100% into it, I ain't going to even touch it. But, yeah, when it comes to that, yeah, I'm go to that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to leave it at that. I don't have an Xbox. I'm a PlayStation guy, Sony. So,
see,
yeah,
I had one, but I didn't know about it with a PlayStation. Like, everybody's switching from station to Xbox because they're easier to find.
No, not everybody. I don't know who told you that. That was just something you wanted to do, sir. Don't say everybody. No.
I've been an Xbox fan, but I usually keep, like, one of each system. Like, I just had the station, I had the Xbox, and then I had the Switch. Well, I don't really even play the Switch, let's face it. Nobody does. But the kids. And so I got rid of the PlayStation because I was like, I don't know nobody that played PlayStation for real. Like, nobody plays it. Like, everybody I knew that were playing PlayStation, but they in the studio all day. So theirs just collect dust like mine were doing. So I just got rid of it.
Okay.
But don't worry, it's nothing, though. I'll get another one. By the time I come out there, whatever, we exchange information. I take you down on whatever game it is, too. It's cool.
Oh, okay. Hey, we're gonna make it happen too. Okay, so this is what we're gonna do here. We're gonna take us another quick music break real quick. Let me see where we're gonna go with this one here. I gotta make sure it's nice. Where am I gonna go with it? Let's go Manny Picasso, Zero Below. Now jam out, let's go. We're rocking over here. Relax.
Asking me why the long face, cause I've been in the jungle all day. Surrounded by the killers in the maze, the city with a pack is hard to wait. Say I can't love you every day, I told her this shit ain't new to me. Sold out on mine, I'm only 25 and I got plenty time to wait. Know my future looking bright, my life cold and crazy. See a young nigga trying to make it, just another legend in the making. She wanna dream, get fucked up, she passing out of my blood. On my heart, that boy you cool, gotta take it far. But baby I know that shit ain't new to me, but it was hard. I've been here before, I'm still overload. Ice on my heart, that boy you cool, gotta take it far. But baby I know that shit ain't new to me, but it was hard. I've been here before.
till I'm bringing another eight. Got a robbery to pause just in case. Pray a nigga down, man, my dad. Say why you loving me this way. Maybe I just really need my space. Cause your heart a lying out the cage. I don't really know if I can paint it. You been drinking Heat and no chaser. I've been taking hella drugs lately. Tryna see if I can take it. I know I'ma bite it one day. Just hope that I bite it with your bae. Your heart like pure cocaine. Don't think I can take another grain. Not a feeling, it's numbness every day. I'm zero below. Ice on my heart. Yeah, boy, you cold. Better take it far. Say, baby, I know. That shit ain't new to me. But it was hard. I've been here before. I'm zero below. Ice on my heart. She said, boy, you cold. Better take it far. Said, baby, I know. That shit ain't new to me. But it was hard. I've been here before.
Zero Below right there. Manny Picasso, shout out to you, man. Y'all make sure y'all check him out. We'll look that up. This is the Relax and Relate Show live on IFM Radio. I'm your host, Rolo Solo, a.k.a. Ronan, if you know me. Shout out to my co-host, DJ Ant, Mr. Don't Forget to Tip the DJ himself, who out there working while he working. You know what I'm saying? I know what you got going over there, my guy. I'll make sure I vibe you out, vibe you out, vibe you out. You know what I'm saying? Superstar K, what's going on? So, how'd you like that last track right there? Okay. Let me see here. Can you hear me?
My bad, I was muted. My bad.
Uh-oh. Okay. Hold on. Okay, there we go.
I like the last track, and I was listening to it, and I was like, damn, I was like, I might not need to use SoundCloud no more. I might just go ahead and start, you know what I'm saying, using y'all and everything to build my new playlist and stuff. Because that one was hard, too. Like, I rock with that. I could
continue to laugh with that. Oh, yeah, man. That's like I said, man. I'm telling you, man, I got a little listening staff over here, man, and we just be going through music, making sure that we keep some of the hottest of the hottest in rotation, man, because we need everybody to know who out there really doing it. You know what I'm saying? Because I know people get tired of hearing stuff that's on the radio, of course. So we go out there and find the people who really out there doing it.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes it a lot easier when you are playing hot music and people feel like that music is just as hot. So when you get those, it's easy to put. It's easy to get in rotation, you know. Because, again, yours... Your One More Love, what, we've been had that in rotation, and the fans have just started to love it. You know what I'm saying? So we've been playing it. So I was like, we might as well talk to him. Everybody want to keep listening to the song, so we might as well talk to him. So that's why we got you here.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, not a problem at all. So, now, as far as, like, I'm going to say goals within the next, let's say, 6 months to a year, what you got on the plate?
6 months to a year, I want my T-Pain feature. I want Big Shaq, a.k.a. Shaq on the beat. I want him y'all show. Because, again, team goals mean just as much to me as personal goals. So I want to see him on the show. I want to be preparing to put out another album. Right now, I've got ideas, but I don't have the energy I'd like to have as far as putting one out. So I want to see that, you know, start to come together. And mostly just grow my fan base a bunch or whatever. I want to reach out to more people, be able to touch a few more stages and bring more people into my world through the music and, you know, with my presence, whatever, just being around, being places. I'm not too outgoing, so I don't meet a lot of people face to face. I don't. I didn't used to take too many photos or any of that, but I've got some technical people on the business end that have been like, nah, man, you got to get out of here. You got to do this. You got to do that. So I've been popping up more places and doing things like that. So I'm working towards the goals. I'll say that. Working towards it. Slowly but surely.
Okay. So let me see here. Let me see what we got here. So when's your birthday? What's your zodiac sign?
I don't do too much as far as the signs, so I couldn't tell you, but February 25th.
Oh, okay. Cool. Now when you come to, let me see. Now, so how often do you go to Cleveland? I got to figure that part out first. How often are you back in Cleveland?
About every 2-3 days.
Every 2 or 3 days?
Yeah, man, every about 2-3 days. Because like I said, my cousin is there. That's like my little brother. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, he might be working on something. I'm like, yeah, it sounds good over the computer, but I want to hear it. So I'm on the way. On the road. Like,
that's a lot of traveling back and forth, man.
I mean, last year, it was 69,000 miles on the car, but it's like, it's cool. We just went and got more cars, so that way we can keep making a trip. Yeah. I mean, I got family there. Mom lives there, sisters, brothers, and all that. So, you know, I just do it. I don't even think about it for real. I just get me some Red Bull, and then I just go for it.
Okay. Wow. Okay. I don't see how you can actually do that when, I guess I understand. But why won't you just move back there?
Nah, I ain't doing that. Because I love my city, and being honest, I love my city. But anybody that lives in Cleveland, been to Cleveland, from Cleveland, lived there any time period ever, anything, whatever, they're going to tell you off top. Cleveland is a great place, whatever, to be born, you know what I'm saying, and all that. It's great. It's a vibe. But you don't want to stay there, man. That's a sinkhole. And it's not the people. I mean, it's not necessarily the city itself, whatever. But a lot of times, it's the people that's around there, whatever. Like everybody is trying to, you know what I'm saying, move on their own accord, whatever. And a lot of times, they're like when you stay in that same city that you're from, because it's not always just Cleveland. But a lot of times, when you stay in that same city that you're from, whatever, like you limit yourself, whatever, as far as growth goes. I've done so much since leaving Cleveland that it's crazy, whatever. And I've been here almost 3 years, whatever. I lived in Cleveland. Again, from birth to ever up until I moved here is the longest I've been away at one time. So it's like, yeah, it was a much better move. I'm getting a lot more done, getting freedom, you know what I'm saying, like without having so many people around me that's, you know, necessarily, oh, well, let's go do this, let's go do that. If I'm getting more time to focus on the music, getting more time with the babies and all of that. So, I'm not moving back, but I love to go and visit, you know, spend a little bit of time. It's kind of like when you don't have kids, somebody wants you to babysit, it's a great thing because you can give them back. You know, you don't have to keep them. So I see it like that. Like, I love to visit, but nah, I ain't moving back. Can't do that.
Okay. I understand. Sometimes it just ends up being that way. So let me see what we got here. You got any shout-outs, anything you want to give, man? I ain't going to take up too much of your time, man. We ain't got but about 10 minutes or so left on the show, man. It's been great having you here, you know, relaxing and relating with you.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate it. First off, I want to give a shout-out to y'all for having me. That's number one. Shout-out to Brittany B., my management. Give a shout-out to B down in East Texas. I think he out in Tyler, if I remember right. So shout out to him. Big Shaq out in Cleveland.
East Texas, of course.
Yeah, but shout out to Superstar Jay. He got some new music coming. That's my son. He is 13 now, whatever. And we did a couple of songs for the album together, and he killed it. And he's working on his own project now. So big shout out to him. Yeah, man. I think everybody else that I already gave me flyers. I try to do that quite often. or whatever, but appreciate all of the fans and the supporters and the people that dealt with me from day one, the people that dealt with me going through the depression and everything else that I went through, whatever, you know, on my whole little fight through that, and that's still rocking with me, man. I appreciate y'all like none other. And this next one is for y'all. Don't worry. That's going to come up for y'all.
Cool, cool, cool. So now my next question is, I want you to tell me what type of song I should play next. I want to see if I can just hit it. I want to see if I can give you what you want.
It's got to be a female artist, whatever. Hopefully
okay.
You got some R&B, because that's like the perfect way to go out, whatever. You relaxing, you relating, you mellow out. You come in solid, you come out solid. That'll be perfect.
Okay, female artist. Let me see who we got here. Matter of fact, I'm gonna go with one of the newer artists we did just receive in Miss Victoria Danielle. The name of this song is "I Don't Need You." So let's vibe out to this one. Let's y'all tell me what y'all think about this one. Let's go. Let's do it.
Relationship is like a chandelier, 'cause these things never seem right. When the shadows, how can the hell can we bring light to a situation that been in the dark for some years, caged in with the chains tight? Damn, let me plead my case. The spot that you win, I've been in the same place. I caused pain from holding on to some old ways. Wanted to kill, she had me feeling like OJ. And here we go, time and time again. I can tell you listening to your friends. Cause misery loves company. And that's where it begins.
Frowning faces, empty spaces. Why I can't leave you alone. Mind is racing, broken vases. No more nights going through your phone. I swear I can't go through with this. I can't keep on taking your shit. Missed calls, missed texts. Wondering if you're out with your ex. Long nights, long fights. Why am I putting up with this mess? I love you, but I don't need you.
Yeah, what she said. This is Relax and Relate Show live on IFM Radio Nation. I am your host, Rolo Solo, a.k.a. Roland, if you know me. Superstar Kate, what's going on? How you feel about that track?
That one was different, whatever. Like, it was nice. Whatever, I'm just listening to it the whole time, and I'm like, oh, man. Like, I would have loved to engineer that. Like, that's the bad part. Like, when I'm listening to something, I'll be like, ugh. I would have done this part different, or whatever, and I would have done that different. But it was still a nice record, all in all.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you got yourself as a ringtone?
Yeah. Whatever, I have to. Whatever, promo.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it at all. I would do the same.
Yeah. So it'd be weird to be like. I hear the phone ringing around. Sometimes I think it's mine, and they're like, kids got me his ringtone too. So it's like, oh man, one phone go off, everybody looking. You know what I'm saying? They don't even
right.
Place at home.
Okay, so let me see here. Looks like I actually got time for one more song before we get out of here. So that makes it easy. So yeah, we're going to play this one right quick before we get up out of here. This one is J Trouble. The sound. Shout out to the homie down at the bottom of the map. Let's go.
It's Hyena Gang Head Honcho J Trouble, and you tuned in to the R&R Show on IFM Radio Nation, home of the Hot Indie Artist Playlist. Bitch, I'm from the side.
Man, I done did a little bit of traveling, man, you know. I done missed something everywhere, man, but I'm going to tell y'all a little bit about where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the bottom of the map. Hey, let me tell you about these gold tooth grinning, yeah. Big wheels rimming, yeah. Hustling ass niggas in the trap still winning, uh-huh. Slick talk form, keep a bad hoe grinning. Boys big corner bending, if it's flex, we spin ya. Ain't shit rentin', nope. Parking lot dimpin', yep. Car glass high, but the cup still tinted. Howdy ho, how you motherfuckers doing? Nice to meet ya, I'm Jake. First things first, get it understood that I don't play. I'm from Texas, five clappers in my ride. Rounds of applause if you disrespect my side. Fifth wide wheel on the back of the lack. Daddy with the Frenches and Hellmans on the shoes. Ain't no slack at it. I catch me sliding low-key in the bucket that got me here. The fitting kicks clean, you ain't got a stare. I go in copper pair. Slide bumping 16 switches on my ride. At least 16 rounds and a pistol on my side. Bitch, I'm from the south. Grinning, big wheels rimming, hustling ass niggas in the trap, still winning, bumping 16 switches on my ride, 16 rounds in the pistol on my side. Keep back, relax. Take a listen, ho, while I start explaining the out of town tag. Go, I need parts. OG popping rules, grilling. Game of youngsters on how to move, how to stay out the way and maneuver the streets, what not to do. Arguments escalating, usually lead to mops and sticks, and niggas grinding quarantine like Corona ain't stopping shit. This Texas, we don't stop or quit.
and back up all of that Billy badass shit we be poppin', so let us talk our shit. Right. Plenty houses here, but they mostly under a nigga hood, just country. Ain't no concrete jungle, he wishing nigga hoods. Regular nigga, doing shit rich niggas was wishing they could. Through the hood, yeah. Jules Glenn, paint shining, gripping the wood. Gold tooth grinning, yeah. Big wheels rimming, yeah. Hustling ass niggas in the trap, still winning. Bumpin' 16 switches on my ride. Rounds and the pistol on my side. Me and still play hand games. You use your mouth wrong. Never bug it. That's a big difference here in the South. Big smoke out the barbecue pit. Come eat me at the park. Shining ties up for the street. They come out after dark. Hold it down. Nigga can't cuss in front of no mama highs. Miss Alice knowing me since the baby. Still a cuss mouth. Love every second of it. Won't trade it for nothing. I love my hood. I embrace it until I squeeze out the stuff. Used to see us come down. Now they just see us coming up. Shit, another gay nigga microphone. Look what it done to us. They rap the new trap. Sit back and watch nigga run it up. Think we letting go of this crown? You nigga dumb as fuck. Go to grinning. Big wheels rimming. Hustling ass niggas in the trap. Still winning. Bumping 16 switches on my ride. Leave 16 rounds in the pistol on my side. Bitch, I'm from the side. Go to grinning. Big wheels rimming. Hustling ass niggas in the trap, still winning. Bumping 16 switches on my ride. Leave 16 rounds in the pistol on my side. Bitch, I'm from the side.
Yeah, I'm talking about, Alabama, Arkansas, goddamn it, Mississippi, Georgia, Florida, Tennessee.
Yeah, buddy. So that right there, man, that was that day trouble, man, from the South, man. This is Relax and Relate Show on IFM Radio. I am your host, Rolo Solo, a.k.a. Roland, if you know me. You dig what I'm saying? And we're here live with Superstar K. What's going on, my guy?
Man, that song right there was all Texas. You could tell. From beginning to end, that was all Texas. that was hard. That was hard.
Cool. Well, y'all make sure y'all check him out on Instagram at The Real Superstar K. And y'all make sure y'all go back and push the playback on this if y'all missed anything. And this is it for us. So y'all make sure y'all tune in to us next time on the Relax and Relate Show. Peace.